We acknowledge the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians of the land and water on which this podcast is recorded and produced.
Welcome to Tidbits. It's the bite-sized podcast that takes the Mickey Bliss out of a top trending story. You're here with Chanel and Tamara. Lady, what you got?
Right. Today comes straight from Mum's Lounge, this article. And the reason I chose it is because I've often wondered about the advice you give to kids in this particular instance. So it says...
That's very clickbaity or listen baity.
Yeah. So this father, he'd written to Reddit and he'd said, "Was I wrong to tell my 11-year-old to hit a girl back that won't stop hitting him?"
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Very.
Yes, it is, and it's how we treat boys and girls quite differently because in this case, what he'd done is this father had a son who was being hit by this very bossy girl at school, kept getting hit, and he wasn't retaliating. Mm-hmm. He was telling the teacher and the teacher wouldn't really follow up.
No.
Right. And in most cases, if boys do this, they would get suspended.
Yes.
At this particular school. So anyway, the dad was kind of sick of it and he said, "You know what, next time she does it, hit her back. Yeah. Hit her back. You won't get in trouble from me."
Little Veruca salt.
Yeah. "You won't get in trouble from me. Go for it, Willie." And he went off to school and it happened and he hit her back. He got in trouble. He gets suspended.
Uh-huh. And Veruca sat there with a smug look on her face.
Yeah, smuggy, smug, McSmug. Oh, yeah. Horrible. So that's what happened. He got suspended. Terrible double standard there. And the dad took him out for ice cream to celebrate, to say, "Well done."
It's tricky. I have been talking to my kids about hitting.
Yes.
Or shoving or all these sort of things. And it's tricky because I say to them, if you do that when you're an adult, you're going to jail.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's what I say.
Yes, that's a good point.
You cannot just walk up to someone and hit them. You can't, even if they're annoying you, if Ollie, you can't hit Summer and Summer, you can't hit Ollie. I said it's a little bit more buffer when it's a girl. There's a little bit more leniency, but no one should be hitting
anyone.
Correct.
Yes.
However, my granny, God rest her soul, when we were growing up, would always tell us to bash people back. It didn't matter who they were.
And did it work?
I got in trouble a
few
times because I flogged a few.
But does it stop the bully? Because I kind of think, okay, maybe you don't hit them back, but you got to defend yourself. And if that meant sort of in defense hitting them to stop, isn't that like,
let's
you know,
be honest, in my situation, it did work.
Yeah.
Because I remember I flogged a couple of people in primary school.
Flogged?
Because my granny told me to. "Don't you part with that shit. You get in their hand. Don't you."
What did you do? Can I tell you? Did you hit them? Did you kick them? What did you
do? I pushed someone into a fence, bang, specky'd them in their back and went boom. And I hit someone who probably will never be listening to this podcast, but I hit Daniel in the face.
Daniel's like, "That's me."
Whack.
Some more like triggered that. People.
Yeah. Because he was bullying me and he was being nasty and I gave him a schmack.
But you remember that stuff.
Because it was true. It was horrible because I didn't want to do it.
No.
But I had my family, my Scottish family saying, "Get in there," and blah, blah, blah. And this other person was right up in my face too. So when they turned around to walk off, I jumped on their back and pushed them.
Good one, Chanel. Well done you. You should be proud.
I'm not. But
don't worry. My uncle did the same thing. He was a boxer. He's a very Aussie, larrikin type bloke. And he said, "Oh, there's a mean girl at school, is there? What you do is you just punch her next time."
Yeah, punch her.
I'm at this lovely, you know,
punch.
Private girls' school for him, posh. Reception, mind you. And I said to Emma Hodges, you know who you are, I said, "Let's do a play fight and pretend to play fight with one another like this."
So
and as we were doing it, I bopped her in the nose. Then got in trouble. I was like, hang on. An adult told me to do this,
because
right?
Because you punched Emma Hodges in the face.
It is. It's confusing when adults are telling you two different things. So.
That's what I mean. I didn't want to fight. I've not got that in me.
Well,
I do.
I've seen Chanel.
I was wound up, and I do, and I love my kickboxing, but it's terrible because you want to. I actually had a little scrappy with someone in high school as well. That wasn't
in high school. That's a little bit scarier. Yeah.
A bit of a scrappy.
What?
Kicked her in the shins.
What?
She went to kick me, but I moved. Good. I was quick on my feet.
Why is people kicking each other? What is the kicking sound so like?
Again, that was a private girls' school too.
What was that movie? Oh, it was Bridget Jones' Diary when Hugh Grant and Colin Firth have that thing. And they're kicking, but they're kicking in the air and they can't quite get it. This is what I just imagine you and this girl.
Flicking. We were. And it was a bit, it wasn't nice. And I'll never forget it because it's traumatic. So what was the consensus on the article?
Everyone was in his favour saying, you know what? What's shitty really is about the fact that your son got suspended and this girl didn't.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. And even a teacher got on board and said, no, this is not on. This shouldn't be happening. Yeah. Of course, we treat them equally.
No violence against anyone.
That's right. We should all just be punching on one another. Yeah. It's fine.
And if you ask my granny, she will tell you, absolutely get in there.
Get in there.
You belt him. You smack his face.
Like a Highland cow.
Bang.
With your horns right in his duda. Is that a word?
Duda.
Duda, I don't know.
Tidbits is hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke. Produced by Frankie Media and in collaboration with Mum's Lounge.